Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thursday, thoroughly confusing Thursday, the 11th day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for higher at 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, a low of 27 and more snow flurries and winter storm warning start today and go on into fucking Saturday. Ain't life wonderful? I mean, it's getting to where the snow is truly a hassle. What happened yesterday? Well, you know, these motherfuckers, they do an update on your computer. And every fucking goddamn program you're running, they fucking fuck it up. Some muted, some fucking turned off, some having to be fucking re-fucking loaded. Your computer is a fucking private fucking goddamn piece of equipment. My computer is. And you motherfuckers better be listening out there at goddamn Google. You son of a bitches. This motherfucker belongs to me. It's covered under the fourth article. It's one of my effects. And you shall not fucking seize it. I will take the time off the fucking air to fucking write a writ to the goddamn FCC and demand that they pull your fucking license for violation of my fourth article right. Leave my shit alone. If I want something from you, I'll tell you. And you should have to have a written signature before you can touch anybody's motherfucking equipment that doesn't belong to you. You sons of bitches. This is covered under the fourth article, you motherfuckers. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I have my fourth article. I will enforce that motherfucker. I will write the fucking writ, and I'll back that motherfucker. You better get that through your goddamn heads. Quit fucking up my goddamn broadcast. You do it on purpose. 2 days from now, there'll be another thing. Another update. Fuck you. You do it, you motherfuckers, and I will stop this fucking broadcast for a week. I'll sit down and I will write the fucking writ, and I will go to the goddamn head of the goddamn FCC, the head of the goddamn oversight committee, in their individual capacity, and they will fucking either sign their name to treason or pull your motherfucking license. This motherfucking computer belongs to me, motherfucker. And you do not seize it under any fucking conditions for any fucking reason. I do not give you permission. Anyway, where were we here? Oh, we did the weather, so anyways, getting that off my chest. And we'll be back in a minute, and we'll go to the alternate Ministry of Lies propaganda, and we'll see what they got there today. Be right back. Take your brain. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go on over to the alternate fucking Ministry of Lies programming. See what see what we're gonna rip apart today, you motherfucking scumbags. What the fuck, you prick. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It starts out with a high-speed migrant bus chase. And I mean, these motherfuckers are eluding. They know they're breaking the goddamn law. They know they're invading this fucking country. And, you know, it's a video. And I didn't mind watching the goddamn video. The thing is, in the video, immigrants. Don't you call them motherfuckers immigrants. They are not fucking immigrants. They are invaders in this country. They are here to take what we fucking have. Don't call it anything but every one of these motherfuckers, high-speed migrant bus chase. You had to go to the thing to see the fucking video. But the bottom line is, all through the video, illegal immigrants, they're not immigrants. Stop fucking using the goddamn language against yourselves or using them against us. Try to get us to fucking say immigrant. Fuck you, illegal alien, invader, enemy, combatant. That's what they are by definition of the English language and what the reality that sits before my fucking eyes. Illegal migrants are welcomed in U.S. citizens are not one of many welcome centers in New York that your tax dollars are financing. This is another one. These guys, you know, they hurry into one of these huge, I mean, they got them going on, like sneaking them around to this one, to that one, to that one. So people can't fucking launch them. And these guys are following them around, and it would be okay. I'd be say right on for that. But don't you call them motherfuckers goddamn nothing but what they are. Fucking goddamn invaders. Military age invaders that you're going to have to fucking face at your fucking door because you haven't had the courage to stop them at the fucking border. You let these motherfuckers, proxies of yours that you think are the Republicans and fucking Democrats, these motherfucking the traitors that you fucking follow, you allow them to fucking aid this invasion into you. You pay for your pain. You're paying to cut your own throat. You're paying to have your children raped. Get ready for it. Get ready for what's going on in Palestine, because that's what you got coming for your fucking negligence. New Oakland, California business owner forced to take matters into his own hands after he got a busy signal when he called 911 as thugs broke into his store. And I've been into Oakland. I mean, it's been quite a few years, and it was already fucking third world. Oakland is like a third world country after store owner James Jabril. And what bothered me about all these, I mean, there's a few of these like this, talking about these. They're all fucking foreigners, too. Is there anybody that doesn't have a foreign fucking accent? You son of a bitches have been here for 3 or 4 fucking years, and you think you own this country. I'm here to tell you, you came here unlawfully. You took from the American nationals without due process of the law, and we got the right to run your fucking asses out and take everything back. I'll tell you what, we'll run you clear down to your fucking countries, and then we'll bomb those son of a bitches. You better get the fuck out of here while you still can. Because people are fucking sick, and American nationals are fucking sick of you. Realized the police would be no help. He drove his truck over to his store to stop the burglars, and I'm not sure if it talks about it. We'll see here. I took my truck and pushed their cars, he said. Jabril's, this ain't a fucking, I mean, this motherfucker's been here maybe fucking one generation, came here, and I guarantee you they handed him the fucking money to open him a goddamn store like they do all these fucking foreign son of a bitches. They don't pay no fucking taxes for 5 years. Then they just hand it over to their fucking nephew, their uncle, their brother, and they don't pay no taxes for no fucking 5 years. They hand these motherfuckers tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to open fucking businesses in your fucking country where your people live under underpasses and in the fucking winter with their fucking hungry, dirty children. Fuck, you know, this fucker says, you know, I'll shoot him while we're going here. In October, his store was robbed and burglars walked away with about $130,000 in cash and merchandise. Jabril says he is over the lawlessness and will shoot and kill them the next time he has to. I'm well armed, legally armed. Are you really? How'd you get your fucking thing? Oh, well, I guess they're giving goddamn guns out without any background checks to fucking foreigners. And I promise you, somebody's try to do something, I will kill them, because the city won't do anything about it. I will do something about it. There's no other choice for me to do. And this is a point, and you can tell this is how they have to do it down in fucking Mexico. It's how they have to do it down in Guatemala. I mean, because that's what they're trying to make this fucking country into, a third world shithole. But you can go listen to this guy and you can see, yeah, he sounds like a fucking real American to me. Is there anybody in this country that doesn't have a fucking foreign accent? This is the only thing I got to ask. I told you to go back, you son of a bitch. Thank you.
They don't pay interest for 7 years, Henry.
Oh, they don't what? They don't pay interest? They don't pay nothing. I know people that work inside the government up there, and they get hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't have to pay that back, and they don't have to pay no taxes for 5 years. I mean, what is the picture here? American nationals living on the streets, can't afford an apartment, working a goddamn middle-class job. These sons of bitches come here. They don't pay that back, and they don't pay it back at interest, for goddamn sure. They get it handed to them. And then after the 5 years is up, when they can't tax them, no federal, no state taxes, then they hand it over to a relative, and they go get it. I mean, I know people around here where I have, that have three or four fucking businesses, they've gotten that fucking way. And they go get another relative comes in. It's man, this is designed to destroy the American nationals, because we have the ownership papers on this piece of fucking real estate, the most richest piece of real estate on the planet Earth. And they intend to take it away from us. So, next one is titled, This Is Not Self-Defense, and go ahead and watch them, you know, blow up two or three blocks of fucking on the Gaza Strip there, and of course it isn't. New York City secret tunnel synagogue linked to child sexual abuse for 30 years. I'm taking the gas. I hope you guys are going to have, I'm sorry, I'm going to have a drink. Wow, really? Jews? Wow. Just from the People's Voice, who I noticed yesterday, I was going to say it, put their little fucking ad up for you to fucking come join us, be a part of our corporation. That's what you got to remember about this alternate fucking goddamn propaganda fucking ministry of lies. If they're all fucking incorporated, who's the enemy, people? The corporations and the goddamn monarchies, period. And these son of a bitches are driving Ferraris and they got penthouse fucking apartments, and they're fucking doing just fucking bitching, fucking soft pedaling it, just like fucking CNN, CNBC, and Fox did when NBC, CBS, and ABC completely lost credibility. They put these other, these are renegades. These are renegades, like fucking Tuck Fucker Carlson. You ain't no fucking renegade. You know what's going on, you son of a bitch, and you never speak the truth, or they put a bullet through your fucking head. This New York City's secret tunnel synagogue linked to child sexual abuse for 30 years. No shit. Here we go. By Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. The People's Voice. Send your money, too. You can also make money if you join them, because you can enjoy in the profits of their corporation. That's why they'll tell you a half truth, and then two paragraphs down tell you a direct lie that you know is a lie. The New York City Jewish Chabad secret tunnel temple has been linked to child sexual abuse for the last 30 years, which has refused to report to proper authorities. Well, what would be the proper authorities when they're running the goddamn joint, huh? The Jewish Chabad movement, which dug tunnels in New York, which were revealed to be holding a small, solid, soiled mattress in a high chair, has a dark history of pedophilia within its executive branch. In 1991, one of the Chabad movement's most prominent members, looks like Herschel Peckler, who created the famous Shabbat menorah, admitted to doing things that shouldn't be done to a five-year-old girl after she accused him of child sexual abuse. I did it, but I'm a Jew. It's all right for me. You're just a fucking animal. I mean, never mind. Despite the admission, Pecker faced no legal action and no further scrutiny. The situation was kept within the Chabad movement with a rabbinical court ordering. That's the rabbi's court. This is just like that's one thing I was going to talk about yesterday was they talked about the Catholic Church and all the fucking, how is it these motherfuckers, they have to go answer to the goddamn church. If we had the fucking the law of December 15, 1791, and we were enforcing that son of a bitch. They rape 10, 15, 20 little kids, 30, 40, goddamn, over their whole fucking career, they're raping. Just like with the Catholic Church. The church will handle that. No, the church will fucking not. The church, these motherfuckers are individuals committing fucking crimes, and they're going to pay as fucking individuals committing crimes, just like every fucking body else. But they're trying to set that precedence right here. Well, the Jews can just, they'll go to the rabbi courts, and no, they won't. They will go to the common law courts in the United States of these Americas, and we will hang their motherfucking ass or put their pedophilic asses up against the goddamn wall and shoot them. Pecker to be treated by an expert counselor. Oh, gee, really? Creator of Chabad's famous menorah sexually abused girl lawsuit claims a survivor of an alleged abuse, a 36-year-old woman living in Israel, is trying to get possession of her abuser's brass menorah, normally displayed at 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. Whatever in the hell, what the fuck with the brass menorah got to do with it? Video footage from the New York City shows a small stained mattress being pulled from the illegal tunnel that was discovered beneath a Crown Heights Brooklyn synagogue, where photographers show that, among other things, multiple stained mattresses were located in the underground lair. Nasty, filthy son of a bitches. What's more is a high chair is seen in a photograph of the tunnel, which was sealed off by, listen, remember they were talking about they were trying to stop him. They sealed that son of a bitch off. Isn't that goddamn fucking destroying evidence? I mean, deliberately destroying evidence. But they run that whole goddamn area. They are the jurisdiction fucking there in that area, this foreign fucking country's jurisdiction, just like King Chuck's jurisdiction here in this United States of America. The fucking administrative admiralty belongs to him, his esquires, and the British accredited registry, plain and simple. Foreigners running our fucking lives, deciding our fucking fates. I don't think I'm going to allow that. What's more is that a high chair is seen in the photograph of the tunnel system, which was sealed off by New York City authorities and reportedly filled with concrete, burying and destroying any potential evidence related to additional crimes possibly committed underground. Then those people should be fucking throwing it. Whoever fucking poured the cement, whoever gave the fucking order, they're not going to be put in jail for fucking destroying evidence, are they? I mean, this old fucking Jew, it was good to see him scurrying out of the fucking sewers like the rat fucks they are and running. But I'm telling you what, they sealed that son of a bitch off. I mean, is there anything you want to do something about it? You better go to that fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791 and start enforcing it. Start taking son of a bitches like this fucking out. If you want to bury that son of a bitch, I'll put you down in there and then I'll pour the fucking cement. Then there will be justice, you motherfuckers. At any rate, that's enough to make you want to fucking kill. And they show pictures of these fucking bastards. Here we go. Who we got going here? Oh, political news. Here's another candidate for the fuck. Well, I wonder if they're CNN or if they're fucking CNBC or if they're Fox, because that's who's running this shit. Democrat lawmaker says the quiet part out loud. Once illegal aliens for redistricting purposes matters not. This is not fucking, this is no lawful fucking goddamn government. This is a goddamn corporation. All this redistricting, all this fucking lies about goddamn elections is all that. It's just piss and bullshit. These people are fucking goddamn corporate fucking dictators working under King Chuck and the international corporate mafia fucking 1% elite. Got it? And I see here's to throw your ass off. Here's to give you something else to talk about other than the fucking simple fucking facts that you can fucking change. You have the goddamn authority to fucking take these motherfuckers out. But you know, they don't want you talking about that authority or how to use that fucking authority. They want you talking about this bullshit that will never come. Nothing will ever become of this, will it? Just like that shit with the fucking Jews up there. You think anybody's going to go to fucking jail? You think anybody, or they'll go to counseling? Yeah, we killed some little children and cut them up, and we raped some little babies, but we need counseling. Counsel you. Colin McHugh, trending political news. I'm sorry. While speaking on the ongoing illegal immigration crisis that has immigration crisis and fuck invasion. See what I'm talking about here, people? That's what these cocksuckers have been put on your internet to replace the fucking goddamn the fucking free internet that you used to get everything on that son of a bitch. But this is orchestrated. This is put together. This is multi-million-dollar operations going on. These are corporations, and they drive fucking Porsches, and they have fucking penthouse apartments. Illegal immigration, it is fucking not immigration by any stretch of the fucking imagination. This is a fucking invasion by definition of the English language and the reality lying before us. Crisis that has hit deep blue New York particularly hard. U.S. Representative Yvette Clark, Democrat New York, stated that the massive influx of illegals benefits Democrats through redistricting purposes. Here we are, see, Democrat, Republican. You're supposed to be a renegade fucking side, huh? Out here fucking going after the motherfuckers for the goddamn violation of the people's fucking got absolute unalienable rights. Is that what you're supposed to be out here for? Are you here to fucking goddamn add credence to the fucking mainstream propaganda? Like, well, you know, it's kind of like this, but yeah, it is. It really is. You fucking worm, you fucking shill. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. We have a dysphoria that can absorb a significant number of these migrants, Clark said during a recent Zoom meeting. And when I hear colleagues talk about the doors of the inn being closed, no room is in the inn, I'm saying I need more people in my district just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here. I mean, this is just so when they do this fucking phony fucking vote, this unlawful vote, because it's being conducted by an unlawful fucking entity, an occupational fucking goddamn criminal cabal called the United States fucking corporation, intricate part of the international corporate mafia, you know, with the crown heads of fucking Europe. Well, sitting there going, how in the hell did, maybe fucking, what's that bitch's name? How in the hell did Hillary Clinton ever? I mean, this is just like, wow. How's this? Well, they did it by redistricting. It was the illegals they pumped in. This is all just fucking pure fucking horseshit. New Yorkers scored a major victory in 2022 when a Democrat-drawn congressional map was declared unconstitutional due to extreme gerrymandering. What is it, Jeremy? You mean it's fraud? Republicans were able to capitalize on. See, he was playing that fucking election. Are you going to do this, people? Are you really going to go out and play this fucking game again? Are you going to add credence to this fucking fraud, to this fucking treason? Because that's all you can do. You can't. You have no fucking say in nothing. If you think you do, you're a goddamn fool, and you can't read and you can't think. You don't want to know. You got your head buried in the fucking sand, and you want to keep it there. Because it's plain and simple. There is no fucking Democrats. There's no fucking Republicans. No left, no right. no fucking nothing, but there's no law is the problem. We have law, but we don't have the balls to fucking goddamn enforce it. That is the fucking problem here. These fucking, this bullshit, this is your new mainstream. This is your new, well, not mainstream, but your CNN. Remember when the first CNN came out and then CNBC and then Fox. Boy, Fox, that was the Trump tard fucking, you know, conservatives, nice conservatives, don't you know? And fucking people fucking fell for it, hook, line, and fucking sinker. And they were reading right along, we read a lie, and they knew it was a lie, but they liked what came after that fucking lie, so it was okay. And that lie, you know, I'm going to go up and vote. I'm going to go vote, because I like that lie. New York lost more than 100,000 net residents in both 2022 and 2023, the highest population loss of any state in that time period. See, and this is all talking about bullshit. This is going to be what you're talking about your election. You're not going to talk about the fact that these motherfuckers are in complete and total violation of the fucking law, that they are traitors, that they have fucking robbed us fucking blind, that they have, you know, they've stolen our fucking, our money, but our goddamn wealth, our freedom, every fucking thing that, and they're, and telling us, you got to do without less so we can have another yacht. For a goddamn foreigner named fucking Zelensky over there in God and where in the fuck that prick at? The Ukraine. He needs another yacht. He needs another castle. So you people, you're just going to have to learn to be happy with less. Well, I ain't happy and I ain't taking less, son of a bitch. I will come at you and come at you and come at you until you fucking come at me and then we will fucking fight it out. Well, I'm going to fight you. You might as well get that through your fucking head. Okay. Exclusive. Gaza grandmother gunned down by Israeli sniper. His child waved white flag. Of course they did. I mean, the focus should be. There's a UN fucking Security Council meeting, whatever in hell it is, and they stand up and this bitch goes on just like fucking the attorney general did about Hillary Clinton. Outlining the fucking crimes, absolute fucking crimes against humanity, fucking genocide, called it genocide. It met all four of the criterias for fucking genocide. And for the fucking international court to take any action, they would have to have a fucking goddamn resolution to do so. And the United States would just fucking veto it, see, because they're fucking as guilty of the genocide as the fucking goddamn that the Jew fucking masters are, and try to act like Jew. I mean, that really pisses me off when they try to act like Jewland Israel is a goddamn vassal state of fucking the United States. The United States is your fucking lapdog. They come up and lick your fucking Jew ass, man. We saw fucking Trump do it. We've seen every mother. Well, hell, before you can become a member of Congress or the fucking member of the fucking Senate, you have to sign a fucking goddamn pledge to fucking back fucking Israel. Is that the United States of the Americas? Is that freedom? Is that liberty? Wait a minute. You were talking about a fraud anyway. We start to install the latest Windows update, people, that quick. Yesterday, that's what fucked everything up. That quick, people. You motherfuckers, you want to go at it? I will go at it with you. Headline CPI hotter than expected in December. Food costs hit record high. I know. I was out there fucking not eating. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Headline, consumer price inflation printed hotter than expected in December. No. Plus 0.3%, my ball sack. MOM versus plus 0.2 expected. Bullshit. Goddamn prices, goddamn near tripled. And 0.01% prior pushing the year-on-year headline CPI up to 3.4% from 3.1 prior and hotter than the plus 32% expected. The more, about twice again is hotter, right? I mean, that's a third of what the fucking shit has gone up. I've been to the fucking, you know, do you think you got to put all these fucking charts out here and show us all this shit? We go down to the store, we eat, and we have to go to the store to get fucking goddamn food. And when you, you know, at this point, unless you're a rich motherfucker that somebody else does your cooking and does your buying of your groceries for you, you already fucking know you buy the same fucking things that you get enough of so you can survive on it. And you go in there and you see it jump fucking goddamn 2/3. You're not going to, I mean, I don't need this fucking chart. I got it. Yeah, they're fucking goddamn, we're going the way of Weimar Germany. It's plain as the nose on your fucking face. New. Locals in Brooklyn are protesting after James Madison High School was closed to students so migrants could set up camp in the high school. I love these people that are out there. You know, you're protesting, but you don't even understand who you fucking are. You don't understand what your authority is. You don't understand that fucking building belongs to you. And you have every goddamn right to bring your fucking guns out there, run everybody out of that son of a bitch that's trying to fucking take a goddamn illegal invader and fucking, this is harboring a fucking goddamn invasion. This is aiding in an invasion. You got the right to hang them out in front of that fucking school. I mean, fuck, I don't put your kid in no school. Don't get that from me. Don't ever get that from me. But the bottom line is the building belongs to the people who fucking sweated, who fucking created the fucking wealth that created the fucking building. You don't come along and say, hey, American, get the fuck out. They're trying to put these fuckers in people's house. Come put one of them motherfuckers in my house. Give it a go. See how that works for you. You sons of bitches. Anyway, that's a video, and you can watch it, and you can see the people out there, ow, quit poking me in the ass, ow, I'm going to yell real loud, ow. Adila Hassim, South Carolina's powerful openings, SCs, whatever that is. SC's powerful opening statement in South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. And I watched it. I mean, it's worth watching because it's just, but it still reminds you of that. I don't remember who was attorney general at the time. It's been a while since, was it goddamn the tall guy? What the fuck was his name? But he stood up there on stage. He outlined her fucking crimes. He said that they were absolutely fucking credible fucking accusations that were made against her, but no credible prosecutor would fucking call a grand jury. Well, prosecutors don't call the grand juries, motherfucker. The goddamn common law sheriff does, and they are made up of fucking just average people off the fucking street. And once they're caught up, you get the fuck back away from them because the foreman of that jury is the only one with any kind of, he only has the power over the conduct of the people on how they're going to examine the situation. They investigate. They fucking have the power of subpoena, and they have the power to investigate, and no fucking district attorney was ever supposed to exist in this goddamn country. They have no fucking authority. They are part of the British accredited registry. They are goddamn esquires of the king of fucking, hey, King Chuck, shove your fucking DAs up your fucking ass too, buddy. You motherfuckers, when this all goes down, every son of a bitch in one of you is going to fucking answer up for your fucking crimes. You are going to know what the word justice fucking means. And you're not going to fucking find some way out of it this time. It's too fucking big. You went too far, okay? You went too fucking big. And there's too many people that know how to fucking bring things together to a point to where, well, we can hang your fucking ass, buddy. Adelson, Hamas, so we did that, and I listened to that, and yeah, laid it right out. Yeah, are they committing genocide? Oh, fuck yeah. Can't be argued. God damn it. This is the most blatant fucking goddamn evidence you could ever want. Yeah, it's genocide. And what now? Well, we're gonna put up a resolution, and America's gonna veto it because they're committing genocide too. How about you charge them both at the same fucking time and see if somebody else will fucking bail their ass out, huh? Of course, I guess the United States could just you set up these supposed goddamn courts of law or whatever you want to call them, these goddamn committees of law, whatever, international committees of law, whatever you say. And then you give the fucking the empires that are involved, three or four empires, the right to, you put a charge against them. Oh, well, we veto it.
We got veto power that the other 990 fucking little nations don't have. We can destroy anybody with this, but it can't fucking touch us, and it can't touch fucking Israel. It ain't going to do shit to fucking Israel. And I'm telling you right now, fucking Nuremberg 2.0, my ass. Let's see what we got here. Media summoned by president's team to tell them how to report on Biden administration. And it's just more of the same. It's people's voice, so I'm going to do it. Here's the people's voice. Here you can become a part of this. You can become part of this fucking goddamn shill for the goddamn mainstream propaganda machine, for the goddamn Ministry of Lies. The Biden campaign has launched denunciation camps for the media. Continue reading. Guys, there's something. Biden and his re-election team are reportedly summoning media people to visit their headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, in order to tell them how to report on the Biden administration during the election year. Hey, fucker, in the first place, if you don't know that this fucking elections are fucking unlawful, that this whole goddamn corporation is unfucking lawful, that it is a running violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the people, by the representatives of the people's law, the highest law, the only law in this fucking country, you don't tell me you don't know, because you fucking do. You are the new CNN, you're the new fucking goddamn CNBC, and you're the new fucking Fox, only it's on the fucking internet. People turned their fucking TVs off because they didn't want to listen to this shit. They finally figured out, you know, they're actually just kind of covering for those motherfuckers that they're claiming to be exposing and bringing out into the light and making transparent, aren't they? Yes, they are. TGP reports that's what it says. That's why it's hard to read. TGP reports it just one more reminder that the vast majority of media acts like a public relations arm of the Democratic Party. And what are you doing? You're fucking pushing a goddamn false fucking goddamn narrative that there is a goddamn such thing as an election system in this country. You're pushing the Trump tar. This is Fox News talking to you, people. This is Fox News talking to you. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a site come up here in a minute, and it's going to be CNN. And boy, these two sites, they don't like each other. But I guarantee you, every one of them's got INC behind their name. They're driving fucking Porsches. They got their sheepskin fucking seat covers. They're living in penthouse apartments, and they're living the fucking life while they cut your fucking throat. This is the takeover of the fucking internet. We were promised. Relations for the arm of the Democratic Party. There is no Democrats, motherfucker. There's no Republicans. No left, no right. No conservatives, no liberals. There's just law or there isn't. And right now there isn't no fucking law. And that's what you don't want to fucking report. You want to say any fucking thing to get the people to play that left-right paradigm bullshit game again. I don't think it's going to fucking work. Because, you know, we heard Todd Schwab say the other day that we're gonna have to come at the other people. We're going to have to win their confidence back. And say, you motherfuckers aren't going to do it. You're already outed. We're smart enough until... I mean, we saw it when it was in fucking being spoken to us by your fucking I don't know what you call them. You made like movie stars out of the goddamn people like fucking fucker Carlson and those motherfuckers in the morning, all these son of a bitches. Democrat, as soon as you say Democrat or Republican, we know what the fuck you are. You're a propagandist piece of shit. And you know what? Each one of you can buy in too. You can become a member of the people's voice. For the Republican side of the fucking debate. A Republican would never even bother trying to do this because the media would laugh them out of the room, but anything to help a fellow Democrat, right? Wink, 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 wink. Incorporation, wink, 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 incorporated. Democrats and Republicans, that's what this is all about. We're arguing about things that have no fucking meaning to nobody's life. Go talk this shit to somebody living under a goddamn highway underpass with their children in the winter with dirty clothes on and no fucking food, and see if they give a rat's fucking ass what you fucking have to say about Democrats and Republic, I don't know, scumbags. There is no such thing. There cannot be. The law doesn't allow for it. There is, I mean, when you read the Bill of Rights, it reads as goddamn fucking fact. And fact has no left. It has no right. It just fucking is. But you, I mean, you do, you, well, we could get some of our Supreme Court justices in there. We could make them, make the Bill of Rights mean this. No, you can't. No, you fucking can't. In the first place, the Supreme Court has no authority to look at the goddamn Bill of Rights. Read the 8th article. See what it fucking says. It shall not be examined in any other court other than in the common law. Not to mention that's a branch of the fucking government. You think we locked the government up and handed the key to the fucking goddamn judicial so that they could turn all the fucking goddamn so-called checks and balances over to the executive and we could have us a fucking goddamn corporate king? Is that what you think? I don't. I know better than that. I know what these motherfuckers are, and I know what the a brilliant solution. Oh, wait a minute. So what does hell to say? Isn't it enough for his campaign? And his team has come up with a brilliant solution. I mean, this is all bullshit that is meaningless to us in our lives. It's meaningless to the fact that they're taking our goddamn rights away from us, and we're not doing anything to fucking stop them. We have the right to shoot these motherfuckers down like fucking dogs, and we're not fucking doing it. We are not we're not doing our duty, because it is a duty. And if you know this shit's going on and you're not trying to stop it, you are complicit with it. Every one of you that goes out there and fucking, every one of you still registered to vote, you're a motherfucking traitor. And I'll tell you to your fucking face. By definition, you're a fucking traitor. You fucking buying into a goddamn corporate fucking, a corporation that cannot exist, that was put in place in violation of the fucking absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular the 9th article. If you're going along with this shit, you are a fucking traitor. And you know what? You don't scare me none at all. You're such a fucking punk bitch motherfucker. You're looking for somebody else to wipe your fucking ass for you. And you're scared because you know the fucking truth. If you don't know the fucking truth by now, you're just stupid. And you're not, and people aren't that stupid. Plenty of people know, everybody knows the fucking truth at once, too. I'll put it that way. But this is all this bullshit right here. This is it. Let's play election again. Let's do it one more time. Can we do it? Give him a chance, huh? Fuck you. A Canadian citizen receives a standing ovation after laying out Klaus Schwab's plan to enslave the world. And he did. I mean, this is another fucking video. And you can watch it if you want, but the guy, he just laid out what we already know all this stuff. The problem is we are doing nothing about it. The problem is we do have the absolute, unalienable, absolute fucking authority to fucking take these fuckers out. They're trying to enslave us. Our people began the fight April 19, 1775 at fucking Lexington and Concord because they were trying to enslave them and take their fucking property, take their fucking guns so they couldn't defend themselves. They didn't have no government. If the government tells me now, I'll go over to a foreign country and charge a machine gun and throw myself on a fucking grenade. But to fight for my own fucking goddamn Bill of Rights and my own fucking people, no, I'll get in trouble. I'll get in trouble with the people that I would let tell me to charge that machine gun and dive on that grenade. Do people see yourselves? Do you see what you become? Anyways, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Where are we here? Okay. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
First you're here, then you're there. Pretty soon there's you in everywhere. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. Be here to see us all burn in hell. Forget what you're after. Make a deal, sell your soul. Just find out, baby. So cool. Ha! He's a sucker. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. We've seen the rise, we'll see the fall. Be here to see us all. We're in hell. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:54 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Megadeth with this Planet Fanfaro, Sammy Hager tune. And it is. I mean, it might as well be. I mean, look at people ever wondering, well, I wonder what hell's that? Well, yeah, you're living in it. You're already there. Got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go but down. Let's see here. Where'd you go? Why are you doing this to me? Push it anyway. There it is. Okay. I don't give a shit. See, it's just stuff like California bill that bans contact football for minors passes in state assembly committee. So fucking what? I mean, have you ever, you people ever intend to do anything about this but fucking talk about it? They're telling the parents, or the people, put together your own minor football league and fucking goddamn don't get a fucking license. Make a field on one of your own fucking properties and fucking do it. Fuck, tell them to fuck off. They come and try to fucking stop you, shoot their fucking ass. That's your right. New York High School shuts down to shelter illegal migrants. No. Oh, this one's fucking rugged. Israel is forcing children in Gaza to pick up the body parts of their relatives. It had to be like a goddamn little kid, like maybe about two or three, maybe one. And you got this bigger kid. He's probably about 12, 10, 11, 12, like that. And they're making him pick their guy. Oh, God, it's sickening. But they're sickening. But they're going to keep, you know why they're doing this? You're getting acclimated to it. I mean, just like that big speech at the fucking United Nations. And there's fucking Jews. They do this. This is what Jews do. You got a problem with it? And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, America? You could stop it right fucking now. You have the authority. You have the goddamn moral obligation, if nothing else. But you do have the obligation to fucking not fucking fund genocide. You might as well be you are a participant. If you're funding it, if you're providing the goddamn tank shells, the fucking goddamn F-16s, the fucking bombs that are blowing these little children up, man, you're fucking complicit, don't you know? You're a part of it. And how come the United States wasn't charged at the same fucking time? Why weren't they? I mean, if you rob a bank and somebody's sitting out in the car, I don't think they'll let the guy in the car go, are they? Or the guy that fucking tossed you a fucking gun. I mean, fuck. Breaking. I received this from a source in O'Hara Airport in Chicago. Parts of the airport were sectioned off to house illegals. There were too many illegals, and now they overflowed into the terminals. And who the hell is this by? Let's see if it says down here anywhere. No, I sure don't say who did it. Again, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, let me see what else we got here. Let's have a close look at Boeing DEI. Boeing's corporate filings with this SEC revealed that in beginning of 2022, the annual bonus plan to reward CEO and executives for increasing profit for shareholders and prioritizing safety was changed to reward them if they hit DEI targets. If we could fix this, guys, I mean, I could live out the rest of my life. I might feel fucking some happiness in this life. No, that ain't going to happen. Like, what the? I mean, so? So fucking what? See, that this is CNN again. These are the little stories in between. Think about watching fucking Fox News. And this is the kind of shit. I mean, it's just like you're going through the trouble of fucking reading this rather than fucking than watching it on TV. That's the only fucking difference. These motherfuckers are mainstream son of a bitches. Let's see what we got here. The Houthis in Yemen just carried out a drone attack on a U.S. ship. Ooh. Houthi spokesman, an American ship supporting the Zionist regime, was targeted by a large number of ballistic missiles and drones. The operation targeting the American ship is a response to the attack. Of the American enemy forces on the Yemen Navy. We will not hesitate to properly deal with all hostile threats within the framework of the legitimate defense of our country, people, and nation. Until the end of the aggression and the lifting of the blockade of our brothers in Gaza, we will continue to prevent Israeli ships or ships that are going to the ports of occupied Palestine. We emphasize our full commitment to continuing navigation in the Red and Arabian Seas to all the destinations except the ports of occupied Palestine. Yeah, okay. But I mean, you're still the little blind girl at the end on the fucking corner. Anytime they want to come in, the next thing I'll read is that somebody dropped a fucking bomb and got rid of your fucking ass. You know what I mean? Why did you do that? This is not okay. Okay. There we go. I go back down the page a ways. I mean, so much bullshit. Like I said, it's just like CNN all over again, and CNBC and Fox. This is the same bullshit, only you're reading it instead of having some fucking goddamn celebrity that drives a fucking Porsche with fucking sheepskin fucking seat covers and a big fucking house or a penthouse apartment fucking sitting there telling you the fucking lies. COVID vaccine creator has basal paralysis and no one talks about it. Paul Joseph Watson, man. Whoa, really? First place, there is no COVID-19. Second place, there is no vaccine. And the rest of this shit is just diversion. These are stories from yesterday, and that's what I was going to go at. Just back, man. They have one fucking story on this fucking chick, man. I mean, it's like three fucking pages. And it's fucking, and it's about one fucking incident that nothing's going to happen over, you know. Millions of Germans rise up against fascist WEF agenda media blackout. Well, the people's voice again. German farmers have taken over the streets in Munich and Berlin, demanding their country's World Economic Forum infiltrated government grow a spine and stop catering to Klaus Schwab and every demand. Well, by God, that should do it. They've demanded it, people. I see, we'll just watch what happens, because they're planning, you know, tens of thousands of German farmers are now bringing the fight directly to the socialist government, right? Rallying against the new policies designed to drive farmers out of business in favor of meeting the WEF's net zero goals. According to the farmers, if the government doesn't drop its war against farmers, they are going to take their protests all the way to Davos. Ooh. Clear to Davos, are you? You might get within 20 to 30 miles of Davos, but you're not going to go down there where you're going to bother any of them while they're pedophiling all the children. You better get that to your fucking head. And man, you're going to fight these people. You either fight them or give up, man. These people here are going to vote and do this and protest and just all this shit that hasn't never worked and never will fucking work. Keep doing that. That's what you're doing. Man, look what these Germans did. Man, if you did that, man, you will either fight or you will fucking die. You will fight or you'll want your children be fucking raped. You will fight or you will be fucking goddamn killed. They will kill your ass dead. They aim to kill you. When somebody aims to kill you, they don't care which comes out of your fucking mouth. Run your fucking mouth right at them. Piss them off more and they'll kill you quicker. That's all that comes down to. After decimating a New York Times front page feature alleging a broader pattern of gender-based violence on October 7th by Hamas, the Greystone is demanding answers of the paper for its journalistic malpractice. Like I said, man, you can say, go ahead and turn CNN back on. Turn them TVs. Go, if you ain't got a TV, threw the son of a bitch away. You quit watching it like I did. And go turn the son of a bitch back on and save yourself fucking reading this shit, because it's same fucking people, just under different fucking names, and they're doing it for fucking profit. They're fucking in, this is a part of the corporation that is the fucking enemy, and either cooperate with, go ahead. This is a lot easier than bucking up and getting out a fucking gun and risking your goddamn life to fucking save your fucking children and save this fucking goddamn country, even save this fucking planet. It's so much fucking easier. Just go, well, I don't condemn it. Look at what they're doing. Them Germans are going to go over there and they're grab their tractor to Davos. Fucking try it. Fucking try it. See what happens to your ass. You had ever attacked Davos, you better have fucking jets. You better have a goddamn fucking military force on the fucking ground, helicopters, and everything else, because they will fucking defend the fucking international 1% elite with the lives of as many people as they fucking have to. And all this, you know, protest. Gail was talking about the protesting. And yeah, you know, fucking when they come out like that, it's a good thing in a way, because it's showing that the more people are awake to it. But when you're a farmer and you have your fucking goddamn tell you can't farm no more, that's going to wake your ass up. But do you know why? Do you know the wherefores and the how-tos? Do you know about the Bill of Rights if you live here in America and your fucking rights are being pissed on? Do you know why they're being pissed on? Do you know how they're being pissed on? You know how to fucking punish the pissers? If you don't, then fucking what the – you're wasting your fucking time. I mean, you can talk, go ahead and talk. I mean, we'll be, like I said, we'll be the most educated slaves on this fucking planet. Boy, that'd be our mantra. Anyways, I've had enough of this psychotic shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you know, think about it. I mean, do you want to turn the TV back on to fucking goddamn CNN, NBC, CNBC, and Fox? You know, Tucker Carlson. Well, he almost tells the fucking truth. Oh, he came close to telling the truth last night. He came close. This is going to change everything. Nothing's going to change until you fucking change it. You're the only one that can fucking do it. Each and every one of us is the only one that can fucking do it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.